Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center with a look at what's happening now in the news. Firefighters are finally gaining some ground against the wildfire just outside of Los Angeles because of the cooler weather. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Forest Service says that it's not expected to spread unless strong winds develop. Most of the people who live in the area have been evacuated. Officials still do not know what started the fire. And President Obama will meet with congressional leaders today to talk about whether to send more troops to Afghanistan. Top generals say more troops are needed because the Taliban is getting stronger, but others say the war can be fought with unmanned drones and special forces. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates tells CNN's Christian Amanpour that the U.S. needs a long-term strategy there. General David Petraeus has been treated for the early stages of prostate cancer. This, according to his office, the top commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East was diagnosed with the illness in February. General Petraeus underwent 2 months of radiation treatment. His spokesman says the general decided not to make the information public till now because he and his family considered the situation a private matter and his work schedule was not affected. President Obama and several other administration officials, however, were aware of the general's condition. A new chapter of the fight against H1N1 is being written. Yesterday, healthcare workers in 3 states were given the nasal mist swine flu vaccination. Officials want high-risk groups to start lining up soon. 28 pregnant women and 60 children have already died from the flu since the H1N1 strain was discovered back in the spring. Director Roman Polanski going to have to stay in the Swiss jail while authorities decide whether he can be extradited to the United States. Polanski was trying to persuade a Swiss judge to free him in the meantime, but prosecutors said that he might flee. They remember that he was initially charged with raping a 13-year-old girl, but pled guilty in 1978 to a lesser charge and then fled the U.S. Those are the headlines. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.